Mark Simone on the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
Oh, it's Friday the 13th. What could go wrong? That's going to be nice. I know it's rainy, cloudy. It's supposed to end like early afternoon. That's supposed to be a nice weekend. We got lots to get to. We'll get to everything Corona. We'll get to Cuomo, de Blasio, Biden, Bernie, President Trump. We'll go over all of that. We'll go over all the closings. What's going to happen in New York? We'll get to all the details coming up. I did go to lunch yesterday at a place, Cipriani, usually packed at lunch. Empty, three tables full, millions of empty chairs everywhere. Look, I thought I wandered into a Biden rally by mistake. It was scary. I walked through a lot of stores, department stores. There were people shopping. There were people shopping. The Apple Store, Fifth Avenue, people there. So it's hit or miss. Obviously, you obviously see less traffic.
The streets are pretty abandoned, to tell you the truth. I mean, look, the Midtown, there's hardly anybody on the street anymore.
Well, I did see some people on the streets, and there's less traffic. There were a lot of people on the subway, but it wasn't crowded like it usually is. The governor has passed this regulation. Although it's not official, but you can't have a gathering of more than 500 people. This does not affect any Democratic rally, by the way. And if it's under 500 people, you're supposed to have only 50% capacity. Right. In other words, if you're one of those packed restaurants, you're supposed to cut your crowd in half and then spread them out so that nobody's that close to anybody.
Is that wacky or what?
Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange. I don't know what that is. Now, you got to remember, and this is the problem with all of this stuff, two bad agendas are going on. One, a lot of these politicians, Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, they do one of these things. Next thing you know, they're on the network news with Lester Holt. Next thing you know, they're on Fox Business. They cut live to their press conference. Fox News, MSNBC is brought. They like this, these local politicians, this network coverage. So it highly motivates them to close something else, put in another rule. It'll get them back on the news. The governor, very proud that he's, and by the way, Governor Cuomo has done a much better job than Mayor de Blasio on all of this. Much better tone. De Blasio playing catch up yesterday. But Cuomo's been pretty good on this. Although, big deal yesterday out of, look at this, here in New Rochelle, we have drive-through testing. Now, go watch the drive-through testing today. You'll see one car every hour come through this drive-through testing. And the National Guard there will be to hand out food. It sounds good. You know, if you've been watching the liberal MSDNC, they've been showing you, look in North Korea, South Korea, they do 10,000 tests a day. They have drive-through windows.
Right.
It's not exactly the same as going to New York Presbyterian. It's not, you just walk through real fast, and they stick this dirty thing in your nose and take a swab.
Well, the other thing, too, is, you know, there's certain criteria for you to be tested. Just because you think you might have it doesn't mean you should get a test.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Now, there's a couple of things you got to remember. One, you'll hear complaints that we didn't have all the tests necessary. We didn't have the testing kits, the testing materials a month ago. If only we'd had them. Well, if you talk to every doctor in the field, they'll tell you nothing would have been any different. People who are sick know they're sick. Coronavirus is like a very bad flu. That's all it is a bad flu. So when they show up, the doctor might do a flu test, and it's not quite the flu. So there may have been cases where they didn't realize it was corona, but nothing would have changed. There's no medicine for coronavirus. There's nothing they give you. It's the same as the flu. They pretty much tell you, go home, rest, drink lots of fluids. You'll have a high fever. And actually, they tell you not to take too much for the fever. Don't take a ton of
right, because it hides the symptoms. Yeah, right.
Well, also, apparently the fever is good. The fever is what's fighting off the virus out of your body. So
you're not supposed to go to the doctor anyway.
Yeah, but nothing would have changed. So let's say that. Now, here's the problem. They have now got a million tests out there today. I've checked with a lot of the hospital systems. The tests are available today, about a million of them. 4 million by the end of next week. When they do all these tests, the corona number is going to leap. That's right now in this country about 1,500. It could go to 150,000 next, which will panic everybody. You'll see another round of incredible panic.
That's right.
It'll take a couple weeks for people to realize that's a very low number. Right now we have 9 million flu cases in this country. When you hear that 40 people have died from coronavirus, in the same period, 9,000 have died from the flu. So these are tiny, tiny numbers. It'll take a while, a couple weeks, for everybody to stop panicking about this. Some things will help, like Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson, when you see them recover, when you see the NBA players recover, can take a full 14 days to recover. But once you see, you already see this. There's an article in the papers today, a woman who had it, she's fully recovered. She tells her story, basically a bad flu. The only difference is, I don't want to scare anybody, but when corona starts, it's a very dry cough. You will not have the usual runny nose. That's less of a symptom. Flu, cold, runny nose. Coronavirus, more dry cough without the runny nose.
Right.
So once this testing starts, you know, the Ohio governor said, we probably have, I think they have 10 cases on the record. We probably have 100,000 cases. Where do we get the tests? Even if they had 100,000 cases, they probably have 900,000 flu cases in Ohio right now. The other good news is all the testing of the virus shows the warm weather will stop it, just like it stops the flu. That's why there's a flu season. Once it gets very warm, once spring gets here, it also gets more humid, and humidity stops the virus from going through the air. It's like water particles, and humid air is water particles, so it dilutes it before it gets to another person.
That's great. Maybe we'll play baseball pretty soon.
Now, here's the big question. They've stopped. Everything is shut down. Major League Baseball, NHL, basketball, NBA is shut down. Even soccer is shut down.
And golf.
Golf is shut down. So if I put on the sports talk show today, or 3 days from now, what the hell are they going to talk about?
I have no idea.
They can cover all of this. But 4 days from now, when I watch SportsCenter on ESPN.
No highlights.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, what's the top 10?
What are they going to do? I've asked some of these sports talk guys. They said, well, we'll talk about some of just the general issues or history, baseball history. I don't think that's going to work. So here's the other thing. You got two agendas. One, these officials, these crazy Democratic governors, mayors all over the country, if they do something drastic, boom, they're right on the network news again, and they love that. So that's one problem. That's motivated for the wrong reasons. The other problem is there's some people now suspecting some coordination between the DNC, the media, and Democratic mayors and governors. In most of these states, you got Democratic mayors and governors. It seems round one took down the stock market. Now, you have to remember, Donald Trump, it's pretty much agreed, pretty impossible to beat in November with a record stock market, record unemployment. So round one took down the stock market. It looks like round two is going to tank the employment numbers. You know, when you close all these places, when you close all this stuff, it creates massive unemployment. A lot of restaurants are closing up now. Hotels are closing up. Airlines, everything. They're all laying off people. When you close Carnegie Hall, Madison Square Garden, Barclays Center, it ripples out into a million things. All the restaurants in the neighborhood die. All the other things die. Layoffs everywhere. So, I'm not saying there is coordination, but some people suspect it now.
Well, some of the reason is that the president really hasn't taken a lead on this.
Well, he wasn't good in that speech. It was a good speech. It was the way he read it, which was the problem. It sounded like he was reading it.
Well, it was more wrong information, too.
Yeah, but that's okay. I went back and looked at all the Obama Ebola press conferences. Every mistake that's made here was always made. Also with the swine flu press conferences. It was more the fog of war misinformation. But the misinformation had no effect on anything. It wasn't critical to anything. For instance, in that speech, he said, we're going to stop travel from Europe, and that will include cargo. Well, it turns out it didn't include cargo. But that misinformation doesn't have any effect on anything.
The other thing, too, was everybody can get tested, which isn't the case.
And there was a problem with not having the tested. But again, that didn't affect anything. Nobody got the virus because somebody wasn't tested. You either get it or you don't. Let's say you had this horrible symptoms, this awful flu. I think you'd know not to go to work.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think if the president were a little bit more out in front on this thing, then we wouldn't be hearing as much from Cuomo and de Blasio.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's another thing. It's kind of a situation. It's sort of like after 9/11. Remember Rudy Giuliani did that press conference which reassured people?
Yeah.
Remember that night? And then he came out every hour. Every hour. And then even in the weeks after, it was like five times a day he did it. He was always there and always answering questions. You're right. The president should probably do that. Be a good idea, although maybe he just feels...
I see, the thing is, I don't think he thinks this is a big deal.
No, he knows it's a big deal. He gets more information than we're getting.
Well, so I'm sure he does. I would hope.
So it's just a case of how to handle it. That's the problem when you get a businessman as president. He's great managing stuff, but he hasn't been trained from years in politics of how to have a bedside manner, how to speak in a crisis. He doesn't. They all have that crisis voice. You know, Biden, Obama, Reagan, Bush, any professional politician, you know, they all got that. If I'm elected, I blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as there's a crisis, we must pull together. You know, they have that funeral director voice.
Yeah.
If you've been in business, you don't have that voice. You've never been trained to do that. Watch Biden. This guy with his Alzheimer's bumping in the walls, you like a light switch, you can turn that on. We must do this. So
they're good at it.
Yeah, very good at it. But if you watch the, I've been going back watching all the Ebola. By the way, swine flu is much worse than coronavirus.
Yeah.
Much bigger, much deadlier, 10 times as many deaths, 10 times as many hospitalizations. And that was completely bungled, the handling of that. So you're going to hear a lot of stuff. The president trying to say the Obama administration screwed up the CDC plans for a pandemic. If you look back at it, they had all kinds of pandemic teams and pandemic committees working on studying it. And President Trump came in and cut those all back. In fact, he got rid of a lot of them. But he's half right. Because if you look at all these pandemic teams and committees they had put together, they didn't do a damn thing except talk about it, study it, hold meetings. They never actually got anything into place. But Biden is on the case.
This is going to require a national response, not just from our elected leaders or our public health officials, but from all of us.
Now, you'll hear, if you watch MSDNC or CNN, you'll hear everybody say, now, here's a leader. Look at his. He's taking leadership here. If you listen to everything he said, it's the same thing everybody else has said. He put out a comprehensive plan to fight the coronavirus. It's up on the Biden website. Go look at it. You'll say, wow, look at this 22-point plan on this, 16-point plan on this. Look through it. Then start to read it. You'll notice it's copied and pasted from everybody else's everything. It's half of it's copied and pasted off the CDC website. It's just copy and paste stuff. It's just general stuff. Hey, the big thing is Sunday night, the debate. It's not really a debate. The whole thing has been rigged now. It was to be a debate between Biden and Bernie standing at podiums. Biden is coordinating with the DNC. They're all working against Bernie here. They decided it might be rough for Biden to stand for 2 hours with his mental problems. The fatigue might cause more mistakes. So they've agreed it'll be sit down at a desk with a moderator. And then the other thing is, if it's 2 hours, that means each one will talk probably a total of an hour. Biden more likely to make mistakes. So they've turned it into a town hall so that all the people in the audience will do a lot of the talking. So Biden will only have to talk probably 25 minutes out of the whole thing. And they'll let Bernie go long with his answers. Let him do 10 minutes. That way Biden's only do a minute. So, but it's up to Bernie to take out Biden here.
Well, you think he can?
No. He's very good at...
He's not vicious.
Now, the only thing is Biden may make some huge mistakes with his mental problems, his cognitive disability there. But you've got CNN moderating it, so they will jump in to rescue Biden at all times. They will, you know, they wear that little earpiece while they're doing the debate. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and others will be in their ear. Jump in, cover them on this.
No, they're not going to get cues from the DNC.
Absolutely. Guarantee 1,000%. Do you remember there was a Hillary Trump debate where it looked like Trump was coming right up to Hillary and getting in her space?
Yes.
And when you saw it on TV, it looked like as she was talking, he'd come right over towards her to intimidate her. And that's the way the camera work was done. Well, it was found out later, none of that was true because there was an overhead camera and somebody got a hold of the overhead camera video and looked at it. Trump never at any point walked more than 3 feet away from his chair. He was circling around his chair, which was 15 feet from Hillary. But if you look at the camera angle, it, you know, if you shoot a certain angle, it looks like Trump's right behind her and coming towards her, which it wasn't true. Now, you think that was coincidence that those were the camera angles?
Yeah,
probably was. It could be. So anyway, you know, the guy everybody loves is Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says this will be over in about 2 months. Expect in 3 months him to get major TV offers. People like him.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, if Judge Judy can be a daytime star, this guy can be.
You make a decision to do something. And someone might say, well, are you overreacting? We gotta lose that. We gotta start looking at...
There's something nice about him. He's like a lovable grandfather type. And he comes out and he says, we have no test kits. It's a disaster. And everybody goes, wow, what a brilliant guy. Then an hour later, he comes on TV. He's got plenty of test kits. Everything's fine. Wow, what a great guy. That's the secret of being a great TV star. Whatever you say, it sounds good.
Doesn't matter what you say if you say it well.
Yeah, he just sounds good. Did you watch Colbert last night?
No.
Ooh, that was kind of weird. Fallon, Colbert, they're not going to have audiences. So they tried it. They did, I guess Colbert did it as a rehearsal, and it didn't look too bad, so they chopped it up. If you'll notice, as he's talking, it sometimes jumps. There's a lot of edits in it. It's him without an audience.
Let me explain what's going on. All of the New York City late-night shows were planning to go without audiences starting on Monday. We announced that last night, actually. And... that changed because just a few hours ago, we got some surprising news. We would be going without an audience starting tonight. This is absolutely true. We're just kind of winging. This is rehearsal right now.
Okay. Now, see, normally when you watch it, he comes running out. The audience is cheering, yelling. The band is playing. He's yelling and the audience is cheering. Now, it's just him alone. Doesn't he sound like some boring professor?
Yeah.
The most boring lecturer in a college. He just seems like some nerdy... guy lecturing you about stuff. So it doesn't quite work without the audience. So they've announced they'll shut down for a couple of weeks.
How long are we shutting everything down?
I'm not saying they're coordinating. I'm not saying I know that. I'm just saying I think they want to see how low they can take the unemployment numbers. Because, again, you shut down Colbert, it shuts down the whole block. There's that pizza place next door. There's the deli next door. Because there's like 400 people that come every night and... patronize all these restaurants and fast food places around the theater. So you'll put them out of work, cause layoffs. A lot of things. There's souvenir stores right there you'll put out of work.
I mean, that's just the Colbert Show. But, you know,
yeah.
Look at everything else.
Yeah, also
Broadway.
Rockefeller Center. Broadway, you're going to kill a million restaurants. You're going to have massive layoffs in New York.
Yeah.
Now, as they're busy trying to tank the unemployment numbers to hurt the president in November, these guys will also kill the municipal bonds. If you have New York municipal bonds, you got an upcoming problem.
Oh, geez. So,
anyway, we'll continue with this. Check out the webpage. There's a lot of good stuff up there. This is Dr. Drew Pinsky. He's been very good on this. He'll explain to you why this is hyped up. Coronavirus is real. But don't panic. The panic is ridiculous. Watch him explain it. He's the best guy on the subject. Also, you know, Joe Biden yelling at the construction worker has a history of that. Here is a montage over the years of Joe Biden temper tantrums cut together. He has a problem. Hey, also, this is pretty good. You know, you can't just drive the president in the presidential limo. You got to be tested to be an incredible driver. Watch this. Here's a test drive around the Secret Service driving course. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is
The Mark Simone Show.
710 WOR.